Hey there, awesome humans. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Morning Mindset for Emotional Safety. I'm your daily dose of motivation and wisdom. Think of me as that friend who always has a pep talk ready, but with way more caffeine. Today, we're diving into something super important. Setting boundaries for emotional well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly pouring from an empty cup? Like people are draining your energy without even realizing it? Trust me, you're not alone. Setting boundaries is about protecting your emotional space, your peace of mind, your sanity, your whole vibe. It's not selfish, it's self-care, plain and simple. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a beautiful garden filled with vibrant flowers. You wouldn't just let anyone trample all over it, right? You'd put up fences, maybe a little gate, to keep the peace and let those blooms thrive. It's the same with your emotions. So, how do we create these emotional boundaries? Buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways that are gonna change the game. 1. Know thyself. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what you need. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable? Take some time to reflect, journal, meditate, do whatever works for you. This is about understanding your emotional landscape and identifying those red flags. You deserve to feel safe and respected in your own space, right? 2. Communicate clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. Sometimes, the most difficult part of setting boundaries is actually speaking up. Practice saying, no, it's a complete sentence, folks. Start small with things that don't feel too overwhelming, and gradually build up your confidence. Remember, clear communication is key to healthy relationships. 3. Be consistent. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing practice. You might find yourself having to reiterate them, especially with people who aren't used to respecting them. That's okay. Consistency shows others that you're serious about your needs. Think of it like training a puppy. It takes time and patience, but eventually, they learn the rules. 4. Don't be afraid to walk away. Sometimes, despite your best efforts, people just won't respect your boundaries. And guess what? That's okay. You have the right to protect yourself emotionally, even if it means walking away from a situation or relationship that's no longer serving you. Remember, you can choose who you allow into your life and how much energy you invest in them. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is a big one, guys. Setting boundaries can be tough, especially when you're used to putting others' needs first. Be kind to yourself. It's okay to make mistakes, learn as you go, and adjust your approach along the way. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that you're doing amazing things by prioritizing your emotional well-being. You know that feeling when someone asks you for a favor and you just can't say yes because you're already stretched thin? That's a classic example of needing to set a boundary. But instead of saying, "I'm too busy," try something like, "I really want to help, but I have other commitments right now. How about we chat next week?" You see the difference? It's still a kind no, but it feels more empowering and sets a clear expectation. Think back to that time when you felt drained after a conversation or interaction. Could you have set a boundary there? Maybe you could have said something like, "I appreciate your input, but I need some space to process this." Or perhaps you could have said, "Let's talk about this another time. Right now, I'm feeling overwhelmed." Remember, setting boundaries isn't about controlling others, it's about taking control of your own energy and emotions. It's about creating a life where you feel safe, respected, and empowered to be your authentic self. So, my amazing listeners, what are you going to do today to set a boundary for your emotional well-being? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all thrive together. Remember, every little step counts, and I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.